Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations 12 Steps to Freedom. Tonight, we move on to step number 3, connection. So excited to move on to the next step. Of course, this is your host, Kelly Fox. And we have had a very exciting day in our household today. Today, my oldest, my 12-year-old, my son, Daniel, turned 12, which is a very big step in our family. And we had lots of fun celebrating his birthday today. And that's been a big thing that we've been revving up to previously and executing today, and we had lots of fun, and it was a great day that we were able to create for him. And I think it goes along with the new step for the month, which is connection, because we wanted to make our connections today special, and especially special for Daniel, so that he would know how important he is to us as a family. And so we wanted him to see that and to feel that and to hear that from us today. Connection, as with any of the steps that we're going to be learning throughout the year that we spend together, always needs to start with you. Like with step one, awareness, the awareness starts with you. You become aware of you and how you feel and what you think and what you want and what you see your life, how you want your life to go go forward. And then it's your willingness. How willing are you to do what's necessary to make those changes that you've now become aware of that you want to happen in your life? And connection also starts with you. You need to connect with yourself. You've become aware of those things that you want. You're willing to take those steps necessary, and you have to connect with yourself and really listen to yourself and become truly, you know, connected body and soul and or heart and mind of what it is your goals are moving forward and your intentions moving forward. So as you connect with yourself, it's also necessary to connect with others. And one thing, probably one of my favorite quotes of Rhonda Britton, the founder of the Fearless Living Institute, which is where we are coaches from, that no one can be fearless alone. And we have to have a support group, or what we call a fear buster team. And those are the people that are going to rally around you, and they're going to support you when you're weak or feeling down on yourself or start beating yourself up. They're going to be the ones that lift you up and cheer you on and give you advice and support you in continuing that movement forward. And throughout this month, as we continue to talk about connection, we will talk more about Fearbuster teams and different things, different tools, as we always do, about that can support you with connecting to yourself and connecting to others. Some of the tools that we're going to be talking about this month is talking about your core need and knowing what that is and how to fulfill that need through freedom. Also, we're going to be talking about forgiveness, and that ties in with core need too, because sometimes in the past, maybe even in the present, we are trying to fulfill that core need in a way that that isn't healthy or isn't in freedom. And, you know, forgiving ourselves for that and saying, okay, now that I know that this is my core need and this is how I've been trying to get it met, I can now make a choice to meet it, to get that core need met in freedom. And forgiving yourself for those past actions and not judging yourself and keeping yourself in a negative state, but moving forward in a positive state and in a state of choice, moving forward in freedom and making those choices from there. And also forgiving yourself for whatever may be holding you back from moving forward, forgiving others so that you can move forward. And they may not, those people you need to forgive may not be part of your Fearbuster team. You may not associate with them. Forgiving them allows you to move forward and find people that you can trust and that you can have in your Fearbuster team. So those are some of the tools that we're going to be adding to our list of tools so that we can continue that movement forward and continue in becoming more fearless on our fearless journey. So as I said before, the quote that I love of Rhonda Britton's is, no one can be fearless alone. And that's kind of like no man is an island, or, you know, whatever, whichever way you like to think of it. And so in that, you are never alone. You know, Tara and I have talked before about our faith and how it sustains us. And so I feel that I'm never alone because I always have my Savior and my Heavenly Father by my side. But also, I'm never alone because I have a Fearbuster team. And in that Fearbuster team, I have cheerleaders and voices of experience, and I have powerful partners, and these people support me and build me up, and I can lean on them in times where I don't feel so strong or so motivated to continue my journey forward. Sometimes I want to just imagine that I can sit still and pretend that the world around me isn't continuing to move forward. Because one thing we cannot stop is time. Life continues moving forward, even if we feel like we want to sit down. It continues to move forward. And so those people that I have on my Fearbuster team, they're there to pick me up and support me in staying true to my intention and my commitments and help me to move forward. Now, a powerful partner is someone that, a powerful partner is maybe someone that you won't have too many of those in your support team. There is a very special bond, and it's almost like it's someone that you have a contract with. So like your spouse or a parent could be a powerful partner, a best friend, or just someone that you trust and that they trust you, and you have decided that you are going to be each other's powerful partner. And this is someone that you can be completely honest with, someone that you can share all your secrets with, all your guilt, your shame, those things that you hide from the world or others or even sometimes yourself. And they are someone that is going to hold you accountable to your commitments and to your intentions, and they're going to support you in going forward, and they aren't going to manipulate. They're not going to have their own agenda. They're not going to they're not going to let their fears come over and put those fears on you. So this is a very special person in your life. And I've had a few powerful partners. As I was going through the coaching program and while I was getting certified, I was assigned a powerful partner to support me in that process who was going through that same process. And we supported each other through that process of becoming a coach. And her name is Brandy, and she was an amazing, powerful partner. I hope I was half as good to her as she was to me. But she supported me, and every time I thought, I'm never going to be able to get through all of this training, I'm never going to be able to finish this, I'm not good enough, I'm not this, I'm not that, she was there to lift me up and to help me to believe in myself again and continue moving forward. Another person who helped me in that process, but in many other processes in my life, is my husband. He is my ultimate powerful partner, and he is there to lift me up and keep me going forward. And at different times, people in my Fearbuster group can slide into that slot, but they're not someone that I would constantly, at this time in my life, they're not people that I constantly count on in that role. But I've had beautiful friends that slide into that role and hold me up, but I don't hold them responsible for that role at all times. Others, those people are more mainly in a cheerleading role. They root me on, they lift me up, they believe in me, and they are there when I need to vent, or they're there when I just need someone to kind of push away the darkness a little so I can see the light. And, you know, they're always there to lend a helping hand on my forward movement. And then there are those people in your life that are the voices of experience. They're the ones that have been there, done that, and they can give you words of wisdom, and they can kind of help you along in your process because they have already been there, and they know maybe where the pitfalls are, or they know when it starts to get rough, and they are there to step in and show you the way and kind of give you a map and support you when you have questions and when you need that extra expert experience to support you. And these are people on your Fearbuster team. Now, there's people that may be excellent cheerleaders, but they're not necessarily great, powerful partners because they can't keep their fear from you know, jumping the fence and putting it on you. And so you just need to be aware of these people in your life that are great cheerleaders or are great powerful partners or are great for words of, you know, for voices of experience, but not everybody in your life is going to fit in every one of those categories. So just as you're feeling the waters and seeking connection, be aware that there's those out there who can fill certain roles but aren't going to be able to fill other roles for you. And have a conversation and let them know what those things are that you are wanting from them, and let them know that you're willing to step in and be that cheerleader or voice of experience or powerful partner for them as well. and have a verbal conversation, because you don't want it to, you know, go into silent contracts or expectations when you haven't had that actual conversation of saying, this is what I need from you and this is what I'm willing to give you in return. We also, just going back to tools that we've already discussed in the previous two steps, you're definitely going to have stretch risks and die in connection and finding and building that fear buster team, and also just connecting with yourself. It's not going to be just when you have had this separation between your heart and your head, it's not going to be an easy process in reconnecting them. So have compassion with yourself. Be gentle with yourself as you're reconnecting your heart and your head and aligning your path as you go forward in freedom. Don't have these high expectations that it's going to happen quickly or it's going to happen easily, or, you know, be aware of your vocabulary and support yourselves with, you know, shifting perceptions or shifting your language to support yourself, and continue using these tools that we've already given you. You know, always be checking yourself and checking, you know, how aware am I in this moment? How willing am I in this moment? How, you know, do I have, you know, the level of connection that I want in this moment? You know, continue to use those same tools, you know, continue to acknowledge yourself and to write down your gratitudes. All these tools that we've been sharing with you, they're going to be there for you and continue to support you as you continue to move from one step to the other. And if you don't remember those tools, please go to the website. They're all listed there. I think there's probably about 20 or so tools now that we have listed there on the website. And the website again is www.letshatch.wix.com/fearlessgenerations. I know it's long, but it's all. You can also reach it from the Fearless Generations Facebook page. Please go on, like the page, follow us, then you'll see all of the reminders for the shows. You'll also see all the links for the past recordings of the shows, and there's always links there to the website, because the website is constantly getting updated with the new tools that we discuss, as well as links to the shows. So we try to make it as easy as possible for you to find and access all the information that we've been sharing with you. So please go and check that tool list. If you ever forget, there's also the 4 A's that we just updated from last week. Please go there and seek support. You can also subscribe to the website so you can get emails. Also, please follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. Then you get reminders from Blog Talk Radio, and you can easily find us to get links to past shows if you need more information about a certain tool that we talked about, or a reminder about a previous step that we talked about. Please use these tools to keep yourself familiar with the information so that you can have the support you need from us. Please also leave comments on our Facebook page or on our website or here on Blog Talk Radio. We would love to have conversations with you or support you with any clarification or just anything that's come up as you are going about your process. Please leave a comment, ask a question, you know, seek support from us. We are here to support you, and we want to support you. Also, if any of you want to come on live and get support from Terry and I, we would love to set that up on one of our calls and support you live so that can help our other callers and listeners. We would definitely be willing to do that for you and have that connection right here on the live calls to support you and the other listeners. So if any of that interests you, please let us know either through our Facebook page or on the website. Or if you know us and you want to contact us through our personal Facebook pages, please do that as well. Whatever is comfortable for you, contact us. We want to support you, and we want to just to have that connection with our listeners, because we know you're listening, and we want to support you in any way that we can. So just to recap on that, if you need any reminders, please go to the website. A list of all the tools that we've discussed is there. And also, please feel free to message us and contact us any way, because we want that connection with you. And if you want it with us, we are definitely willing to give it to you. So other tools that we talked about earlier was Core Need. And Core Need is a huge topic. We'll go over it in one of our following calls this month. But Core Need is basically just identifying what that core need is, because we all have a need for connection. That is a human need. We all need that connection with other human beings. But what is it deeper than that? My core need, I will share with you, is belonging. And I have just this deep need to belong. And I've found that with my husband, with my children, with friends, in communities that I've created, or at church, or I grew up in a theater community, and I had this deep need to belong to those people and to those communities, and my family growing up as well, and just I was able to identify it just by looking back and seeing when I did things where I compromised myself because I was trying to get that need met. And there's lots of different needs that we'll go over to help you identify what yours is. It might be financial security. It might just be safety, that you feel safe. It could be love or friendship. I mean, I think there's about 50 different words that Rhonda gives us. And that'll be something that we'll discuss so that you can find your core need, and that will support you in becoming more aware, definitely. And it will help you with what connections you need to have in your new freedom-based, so that you can get that, freedom-based community, so you can get that core need met in a healthy way, freedom-based way. And we'll also be talking about, as I said, forgiveness. And that's a huge thing as well. And so we'll be addressing it again on other calls. And forgiveness is so huge. I know one thing that Rhonda says is that not forgiving someone is like taking poison and expecting the other person to die from it. It doesn't happen that way. And to release that, anger, that betrayal, or that shame, or that guilt, or that pain, to forgive yourself or that other person, it's not saying that what that person did was okay, but it's releasing that, that toxic or poison, from yourself, and just letting it go and allowing yourself to to breathe again and to, you know, get unstuck and to move forward. And those are that, you know, and to connect again. So that's going to be a major component as we go forward this month. So that's something to look forward to. If that's something that is really big for you, then definitely, you know, we want to cover that for you, and we know that it is something that affects most of us. So we will discuss that more in detail this month. So things that we've gone over this call, we have about 4 minutes left. I just want to reiterate the things that we've talked about is that connection as well as awareness or willingness starts within ourselves. And so as we go along this process and we connect with ourselves and continue to become more aware of what it is that we need in this life to be able to be in freedom. Because as we connect, that brings compassion, that brings understanding. Because when we try to stay away from connection, that brings complaining and excuses and blaming. So as we move more towards connection, our opportunities and possibilities are going to continue to open, and they're going to continue to become just bigger and more expansive. And we're going to see those connections that we've been longing for, and we're going to be able to be in a spot where we can go forward and get those connections. You know, some of us, you know, long for that best friend or for that, you know, life partner, or we seek a connection that is like a parent-child connection, and maybe we don't have a child, and we can go out and we can seek after that connection regardless. And maybe we don't have a spouse or a life partner, or maybe we don't have a parent and we want that connection. We can have the connections that we want, and if we're open to them, then we will see how there are people out there that want those connections as well, and we can line up with those people, and we can both get our needs met and our connections met. And so we're going to be talking about that as well. As we become more aware of ourselves, we can become aware of those around us. We're going to be talking about building fearbuster teams, and we are also going to be talking about those people that might be in our lives that maybe aren't the best fearless, you know, connections, and how they might be dream drainers or rear view mirrors. And we'll talk about that and how we can have conversations with them and possibly turn them into cheerleaders and on our fearbuster teams. We'll also talk again about core need and how that can help us with seeking out the right connections in a freedom-based way. And we'll talk about forgiveness, and how forgiveness of ourselves and others can lead to deeper and more full connections that we want and that we need in our lives, because connection is a human need. And so I thank you for joining me on the call tonight, and hopefully Terry will be back with us next week and we can have a more rounded conversation. But thank you so much for joining me on the call, and please come back and continue the conversation next week as we continue to talk about our third step of our 12 steps to freedom, which is connection. Thank you. Have a good night, and continue to join us here at Fearless Generations.